Show is each of them, where everyone can be a kid.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Showbiz Podcast. This week, Jeff was working on his ice cream freezer over at Chuck E. Cheese, and he got pulled in, got stuck up in the gears. So the fire department, they're working hard to get him out. So just hang in there, buddy, we'll get you out. But don't worry, because he'll be back for the next episode. Over on the forum, our countdown thread is down to 297, so there may be a winner by next time, by next show. I know Jeff and I said we'd give out a prize to whoever gets number one and finishes the thread, because I'm sure we're all sick of that already. Also, I know the holidays are coming up pretty soon, so if you work at Chuck E. Cheese or you help decorate your store, we'd like you to send in your pictures, and we're going to eventually have a contest to see whose is the best. We're going to have a thread on there, and everybody can vote. It'll be pretty cool. And our last site-related news brief comes from Showbiz Hotline. If you didn't read the board or listen to the last show, we actually have a phone number for you guys to call in now. And it's pretty cool because you can interact and we can put you on the show. And we only got one call since it opened. It was from Minutia. And he was ordering pizza. So I'd like everyone to join in and send in your call. It only takes 1 minute. And I'm sure everyone will have a good time, because the show cannot continue without you guys, because this is for you. However, an Orlando Chuck E. Cheese was hit by armed robbers. Tuesday morning, police said a woman who tricked Chuck E. Cheese employees into an armed robbery was at the restaurant the same time the day before. Police want the public's help to identify the woman. Employees let her into the restaurant the night before on the restaurant on West Colonial Drive Monday night, after hours, when she claimed she lost her wallet. But as she was leaving, she let the two gunmen walk in. Both of them forced the manager to hand over the money from the safe. The suspects, armed with an assault rifle, then ran out a back door with the cash in hand. They were last seen driving a gray-colored four-door vehicle. If you have any information on this robbery, please call Crimeline at 1-800-423-TIPS. And from a couple episodes ago, that sexual harassment lawsuit in Billings, Montana, it was dropped. So I guess that's pretty good for the company. Also, from Crystalline, I got an email last night. Much thanks to her. A new CEC location is to open in Hawaii. This will actually be the third Chuck E. Cheese location in the state. They plan to open in late 2009 in Kapolei Town Square, and I hope I didn't butcher that word. The new location is signed up for a 15-year lease of a 10,300-square-foot space. And also from Crystal, she wanted to send a shout-out to all of her showbizpizza.com Ohana, and that's family in Hawaiian. And luckily she told me that, because otherwise I'd have to Google it. And a special congratulations goes out to Nolan Bushnell and Ted Dabney, because the Atari 2600 just made the Toy Hall of Fame. So congratulations to you guys, and thank you for your contribution to the world of video games. And there's been a lot of violence at Chuck E. Cheese lately. A father was shot as he was exiting with his kids due to a rap dispute, apparently. A dispute between two feuding rap artists led to Sunday night shooting of a man as he was walking out of Chuck E. Cheese's. Travell Price, 29 years of age, was critically injured when a gunman shot him in arm and torso as Price was leaving the restaurant with his wife and three children. Police said a suspect wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt was possibly seen leaving in a black Dodge. And detectives were investigating whether a black Dodge found at the 800 block of Pennington Avenue is connected to the shooting. Where a kid can be a kid, of course. And now onto our hot topic. If you didn't listen to last show, our hot topic is where you get a chance to call in and express your feelings about our current topic. Well, since Thanksgiving is right around the corner, we'd like to hear what you're grateful for. It doesn't have to be a long, detailed message, but I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure everyone else would too, if you just take a minute out of your day and you help us out. Tell us what you're grateful for. And I know that everyone's grateful for something, so I should receive at least, I'm shooting for 100 calls. It'll probably be like 5, but I'm shooting for 100. Another issue that Jeff brought up is the Florida Kid Check issue, how they want to get rid of it. And also, if you don't want to discuss Thanksgiving, you can discuss the Florida Kid Check, or even better, you can discuss both. As always, you can even send in a shout-out or whatever. The number is 312-258-0359, and you can also find that on the Showbiz Podcast website. So thanks for tuning in. This is Brian. Until next time, peace.